Good morning. Today we are finishing our topic of the Shustvus Yisachar Zvulun, the partnership between Yisachar Zvulun, with Zvulun earning, working, and Yisachar learning, and there's a deal between them in this world and the world to come. And we also had the more fundamental, broader question, is it permitted to take money at all, either in the context of a Shustvus Yisachar Zvulun or otherwise? Tzedakah money, support. Somebody who is learning, somebody, for example, is learning in Kollel, somebody who is teaching and needs to get paid for the teaching Torah. Somebody who's a Dayan, is it permitted to get paid to be involved in Torah, or is that a problem? And we saw the Shita of the Rambam, who said it's a Chilul Hashem to take funding when you are involved in Kodesh. Somebody who's learning, somebody who's teaching, somebody who's judging as a judge, you can't get paid for that. You can't make an earning, a living, out of the Torah. That's unacceptable. It's a Chilul Hashem. But we saw the alternative view of many poskim who disagree, the Rashbats, the Kesef Mishnah, who say it's not a problem. Not only is not a problem, it's mutter. Not only is it mutter, it's a mitzvah, a chiyuv even, to take the money in order to be involved in Kodesh. And now our question today is, so how are we going to reconcile the Rambam with the Shutvus Yisachar Zvulun? Would he say that the Shutvus Yisachar Zvulun is totally problematic? And a global, more global question, how are we going to reconcile the Rambam with the actuality, the practice of today? Is indeed we have people studying in Kollel and teaching Torah and acting as Dayanim and getting paid for it. So we're going to see two separate answers to this today. The first is brought by the Or HaChaim in his Sefer Rishon LeZion, and he explains the Rambam as follows. The Rambam, who said, then it's a Chilul Hashem to get paid, somebody who is learning, somebody who is teaching Torah, etc., that it's a Chilul Hashem. That's somebody talking about somebody who forces somebody else or the public to support him. He says, I'm not going to earn a living, I'm going to learn, and he forces others to support him. That absolutely is a Chilul Hashem. However, if you have the tzibur or an individual that have requested this individual to be learning or teaching or to be learning, for example, on their behalf or as a schus for the rabbim, there's no isser. If it's something that's volitional that they have come to agree to, if it's hiring somebody to learn in a kollel, that's a volitional thing. It's not that he's forcing himself on other people. If we're hiring a teacher, a dayan, we're paying them. And we have this as a precedent because the Torah says, "Smach zvulun b'tzeisecha v'yisachar bo'olecha," that indeed that's the concept of the partnership between the Shvatim, the tribes of Yisachar and Zvulun, that they agreed together that Zvulun would support Yisachar, Yisachar would learn for Zvulun. That was a volitional agreement between the two. They came to terms, they came to an agreement. Of course, there's not going to be a Chilul Hashem, so anyone's allowed to agree. One will work, one will pay, one will learn, one will pay, one will judge, one will pay. That's totally acceptable, says the Or HaChaim. The Rambam really intended on saying that if you're forcing yourself on others to support you, that indeed is the Isser. So that is the approach of the Or HaChaim. The Igros Moshe comes and says that the Rambam, different approach in understanding the Rambam, the Rambam indeed was talking about that there's a problem, there's a Chilul Hashem, kol hecha shiacho lilmot Torah, umash yasok b'malacha lo yafriya ze letalmudo. The Rambam was saying it's a problem taking support, tzedakah money, non-tzedakah money, support money, any form of money. It's a problem for somebody who could work and support himself and also learn, and the working would not take away from the quality and time of his learning, and that person goes and takes support, that's a Chilul Hashem. However, if we are talking about somebody who cannot do both, meaning he can do one or the other, or the working is going to take away from his learning, it's going to take away from the time of the learning, the quality of the learning, he's not going to be able to be successful in both realms, in that situation, says Rav Moshe, it's mutter to take the money, and he's reading this into the Rambam as well. It's mutter to take the money, to support the tzedakah, and not only is it mutter, there's a chiyuv to take that money, that the person who's learning, who's teaching Torah, who's acting as the judge, he is obligated to take the money from others, and certainly if there's tzedakah money, he can take tzedakah money, you take the tzedakah money. Why is it? Certainly you should take the tzedakah money, because the concept of tzedakah is to pay for the needs of the anim, of the needy. And there's no one who is more needy than this individual who needs to be able to learning, and he can't learn if he needs to earn a parnasa. So that is the ultimate example of somebody who is a needy person because he needs the funds to continue learning, and if he would have to work, he wouldn't be able to continue learning at the same level. And he goes so far as to say that despite the fact that the Rambam says somebody who is supported by others and he's involved in learning and teaching Torah, that is a chilul Hashem, as Rav Moshe said, that chilul Hashem is talking about someone who doesn't need the money, he could get by without the money, but someone who needs the money and takes the money in, to enable himself to continue learning and teaching Torah, that is a kiddush Hashem. And he says that even more than that, ein lecha kiddush Hashem shamayim, there's no bigger kiddush Hashem, umechaber haTorah gadol mizen, somebody who's showing cover of Torah, that he is disgracing himself in order to take the tzedakah money, in order to enable himself to learn. We see somebody who's so committed to his learning that he's willing to really embarrass himself to take tzedakah money in order for him to continue learning Torah. That is a great kiddush Hashem, and Rav Moshe is of the view that such a person is obligated to take support from individuals or the tzibur or tzedakah in order to enable him to continue learning. Have a wonderful day.